So we just got this call.
Hey, I just wanted to see what you guys think about this. So I've been dating this really great guy for like 5 weeks. And so we talked for about 2 weeks before our first date. And then since then, we've spent every weekend together. He's like super laid back and like really nice and just kind of cool. And I feel funny for asking him this, but like, I want to know if we're exclusive. So like, do I ask him where does he think the relationship is going, or does that make me look crazy? Because
yes.
It's like been only a month of dating.
Why do you think that makes you look crazy?
Yeah, because
I don't think so.
I mean, there's a couple different kinds of guys. I mean, there's the guy that's going to love that you're asking and is so excited that you're asking because he's thinking exactly the same thing as you.
Mm-hmm.
There's the other type who's maybe really into you and thinking the same thing right now, but he thinks that time is infinite and maybe his mind isn't on that yet. And when you ask him, it's going to give him some pause in your relationship. That's the last thing you want to do if you both truly like each other. You want to just be organic. And then there's the other guy who's completely going to hear that and be terrified. And you might be the perfect fit for that guy, but he just mindset, he's not there yet or got out of something else or whatever. And he's just going to feel like, you know, like you're locking him down.
So, like, how do I figure out what type he is?
That's a good question because I don't even know what Raven's talking about.
Right.
I would think at, like, 4 weeks, if you've been going out with a guy and you see each other, like, every weekend for 5 weeks, wouldn't you want to know if you're the only person? Is he still talking to other girls? Like, I would want to know that.
It's just in the phrasing, though. It's how you ask. It's not... I would be more like, are we exclusive? Are you thinking we should be? First off, don't ask directly if they are exclusive, right? Because then you're tipping your hand. You got to bluff your way through this to be cool too. You got to be like, you know, what do you think about us doing that? Or, you know,
really?
Being my main guy.
I hate all these games.
Yeah, no, if you ask where we're going, man, forget it.
But I think it's weirder to play games.
Yeah, so it's the phrase, like, where are we going?
Oh.
Like, is it the expectations or something?
Yeah, maybe no, get out of that. Yeah, no, avoid that phrase.
So what
is she
supposed to do? Are you still swiping right on other girls? Like what is she supposed to say?
Do you like me enough to be your girlfriend? Circle one, yes or no?
That's what you want to do? You ever tell, like, we're in seventh grade in 1994.
Kick a note across the table,
totally
shaped like a football, and that's the way you do it.
I don't know. I think it's really hard, and I have to be honest, I don't know the answer, but... I have a good idea who will know. Courtney Davis is a dating expert, and we kind of have her on speed dial. So let's see if we can get her on the line and see what she says. I don't know. 1 month dating? Is it that time that you have the talk? It's coming up next. A few minutes ago, we got a call from a woman that she's been dating a guy for a month, and she wants to know how to have the talk. Or is it too soon to have the talk? Where is this relationship going?
Oh, that talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Courtney Davis is a stand-up comedian, self-proclaimed dating expert. Courtney, when is the right time to have that conversation with somebody you started dating?
Ideally, you don't ever want to have to have the talk. It should, of course, just be understood, like, oh, this is working. But I think it's good to confirm after, I would say, 2 months. If you don't know where you stand, you have to sneak it in. The whole important part is that you're sneaky about it and you don't feel like you're saying, like, you need to be with me. For example, what I did was you interject a little humor and you kind of make it seem like you are so busy and getting courted by so many people that it's like such a blessing for you to be giving your time to them. So I said, oh, I'm seeing a few guys, but like you're my main dude. And I think that kind of set my husband off. He was like, what? I don't want to be like one of the guys. I want to be the main guy. I want to be like the only guy. Then he asked me to be his girlfriend.
But 2 months, you think, is that magic number? I did something pretty sneaky, too. We were driving home one night. We were in college. We were back to the dorms. And I said, what do you call me? And he's like, what do you mean?
Right.
I go, like, he's like, Anna. I go, no. Like, when you talk about me to your family, what do you call me? Do you call me your friend? Do you call me your girlfriend? Like, what do you... And he's like, well, I guess I call you my girlfriend. I go, so then we're boyfriend, girlfriend. And he was like, yeah. And that's how I tricked
sneaky.
Him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So sneaky.
Yeah.
Wait, Raven, did you ever ask your wife to be your girlfriend or it just happened?
Yeah, you know what I would do is I would just sob in the car until they told me all the things that I wanted to hear about myself. They usually knew something was wrong when I would just start crying.
What?
Okay, there's a sympathy way to go about it. But I think if a guy or girl isn't giving you their time, after 2 months, you can just be straightforward and be like, look, it seems like you're so busy with work or your friends, whatever excuse they're giving, just be like, you're such an amazing worker. You're such an amazing friend. But it just seems like you don't have a big priority for a guy or girl like me in your life right now. So like, let's stay friends. Just be like super happy about it. And then say you're going to stay friends, but don't actually stay friends.
I was going to say, you never stay friends. That never happens.
No. If you have to totally ignore them.
Right. If you're staying friends and you're still in the same circle of friends, that just means that, like, okay, I'm giving you another opportunity. But
exactly. Right. They will take that. And then they'll text you every week, how are you doing? And that's so bad. Do not give in to their meaningless texts.
Okay.
I have to say.
So at the end of the day, 2 months is the magic number before you even bring it up. And you can be pretty straightforward, or you can say, I'm seeing other people, are you? And see where that takes you.
I think she wanted you to be more clever.
But yeah. Right. All right. If you want to follow Courtney Davis, head to Instagram. You can follow her at The Courtney Davis. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.